You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
No, I'm over the moon. I'm happy that the ANC has been shown that they can't fight the MK. We are unstoppable. Whether they like it or not, they must just forget it. We have won with cost, which is what we've been looking for even before. It didn't happen, but this time we got it. And they must pay.
Of course, we did have a discussion with the Secretary General of the ANC, that's Mr. Fikile Mbalula, who indicated that, in fact, if they lose this particular court case, they will appeal. Your stance on that?
No, they can appeal. No matter how many times they want to appeal, but we'll still win it. Because they've got no facts. They were just trying. They were trying to disturb us for our good cause to win the elections.
Is the former president still coming today?
No, the president is busy somewhere. We've got so many programs that he's running. That's why he's not here.
Also, there have been issues or reports, rather, Mr. Khumalo, regarding the internal squabbles within the party. Are you at all at liberty to talk to us about whether the party is in a solid foundation? There are reports that they are beginning to see some divisions within the MK party.
Well, those reports will always be there. People want to see the MK cracked. It will never crack. We've got our leadership strong as ever. We've got all our leaderships in different areas. They're still strong. Issues will come, but we are managing. There's nothing that we cannot manage.
Are you going to be addressing MK supporters outside this court?
Very much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the MK commander, that's Mr. Jabulani Khumalo here outside the Durban High Court, reacting to that particular judgment that has been delivered by the High Court, dismissing the ANC's application with cost, which means it's another legal blow and another legal loss for the ANC. Let me perhaps try and steal this particular moment and engage former President Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, who is also here, by the way, outside the Durban High Court. Thank you so much, Duduzile, for your time. Perhaps your reaction as well on the judgment?
This is just a show that MK is here to stay. We're going nowhere, and we're here for two-thirds majority. That's it.
Yes.
Is the former president coming today?
He's busy.
Thank you so much for your time. That's the daughter of former President Jacob Zuma reacting there to that quick judgment that has been delivered here outside the Durban High Court. Let's get a word now from the legal team of the MK party. Sir, thank you so much for your time. Perhaps give us the reaction of the legal team.
I am Ngobile Zungu from Zuma Incorporated. The attorneys that were representing Umkhonto SIZwe right from the beginning until the end. We are really happy as a legal team for the outcome and all the outcomes that we have just achieved from the beginning up until today. This is very exciting for us.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's the legal team from the MK party here outside the Durban High Court.
And that was our SABC News reporter, Simpiwe Makanya. I said earlier, let's just rectify that his surname is Makanya. He also got reaction from the ruling party, from the ANC KZN provincial spokesperson, Mafika Ndebele.
When you go to court, which, by the way, courts are as a result of the achievement of the African National Congress, it's not about winning or losing. I think take that thing away from your mind. You go to a court because there is a principle you believe in. And then that principle, because you believe in, you want the court to mediate on it. You make a statement, you stand firm on the principle. For us, it's not about cost. It's more about sending a strong statement. And a strong statement which says, no criminal, no scammer in the form of Mr. Zuma must come and try to expropriate our name without compensation. If Zuma calls his party Enkandla party, Umsholozi party, Umshiniwami party, all these funny terms that is associated with, we will not have a problem with the ANC. But if he associates that with our brand, we ought to fight for our brand.
When did Mr. Zuma become a scammer? Because not so long ago, you were defending Mr. Zuma as the leader of the ANC in this particular province. So suddenly he's now a scammer.
The ANC elected President Cyril Ramaphosa. When President Cyril Ramaphosa entered, he spoke about the period of renewal. And all these developments, in our view as the ANC, are the achievements of the bold statement and the bold leadership that President Cyril Ramaphosa have said. Because, you know, Makanya in the family, you may all go together. And others outside might tell you, Guti, there might be a witch doctor in this family. You are not going to believe up until you say, no, let us perform rituals that expose a witch doctor. And then you will hear certain members of the family resisting. And then when you insist, you will hear certain members of the family going outside. That is why in isiZulu, there is something called umzomkhulu uyahlukana. They say uyakhulukana because the more you grow as a family, there are certain elements which get to be exposed. And then as they move away, you get to understand yourself as a family, continue to maintain your own heritage. We cannot be held responsible for views that we held about Mr. Zuma when he was the leader of the ANC. We had a duty to protect and defend the ANC and its image. He's no longer the member of the ANC. I think the ANC is much more free now. I can tell you, we spend more time on campaign servicing our people. The Zuma party spend more time, just as the what happened to us when Mr. Zuma was still the member of the ANC, they spend more time going to court, explaining to judges and so forth and so on, while we spend our time servicing our people. It's a blessing in disguise. We cannot allow a scammer to go unchallenged, because the next generation will pose a serious question that says, what have you done? Yes, we know there was a scammer. Yes, we know someone have tried to impersonate you. Yes, we know someone have tried to benefit unduly from your name. But what have you done as the leadership? And we should be able to stand up and say, we challenge it in the High Court, all the way to a constitutional court. That is why we are of the view that this judgment must be appealed, and it must be appealed as a matter of principle and as part of writing down the history. And the history in this regard, we are undoubtedly of the view that it shall and it will absorb us.
And that was the SABC News reporter Simpiwe Makhanya speaking to the ANC KZN provincial spokesperson Mafika Ndebele in reaction to the court ruling there.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.